Shabbos Perek Tassayin Mishnah Gimel. Matzilin Sal Molei Kikaros. One is allowed to save a basket that's filled with many loaves of bread. V'alfa pi sheyesh bo mea sudos. Even though you have 100 sudos in this basket. V'igul shel dveila. And also a fig cake that also has tons of sudos. V'chavis shel yayin. And a barrel of wine. Because like the Rav explains, once you're saving it and carrying it in one shot, what's the difference if you're carrying a little or a lot? If you have to make trips, then the trips, like we said in the previous Mishnah, is 3 sudos, or 2, or 1, or whatever time of the day it is. But if it's one trip, you let it carry whatever you can in one basket. V'oimer lachem, the Mishnah says, and you can tell others, bo v'yitzilu lachem, go and save it for yourself. V'mhaya pichin, and if they're smart, osinim ocheshbin achra Shabbos. They can make a cheshbin with him after Shabbos. So what does this mean? So first he's telling them, go save this for yourself. It's almost mashma that he's being mafgirit to them. So the first thing to know, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that since these people, it's not their house and it's not their food, they're not going to be in such turmoil like this guy, and there's no chashash that they're going to put out the fire. So the guidelines, and I believe Taisa says this too, the guidelines of 3 sudos or whatever is only the gabi, the person that owns the house and the person's food. Masha'inkein, other people, those guidelines don't apply. But the Tiferes Yisrael explains, based on a Magen Avraham, that the reason he says it's silu lochem, because if he doesn't say this, the owner, after everything is done, he can ask for all the food back, because he could say to them, I could have really saved it using a goy, because I could have had a goy save it for me. So it's not really hefker. Now, what does the Mishnah mean when it says pikhin, that they're smart, they can make a cheshbon? So they can take money, even though they're going to return the items after Shabbos. L'maisa, they're zoicha because of hefker, because it is hefker, whether it's because you say because the guy's mafker it, or you can even say because the fire was going to destroy it anyway. So really, l'maisa, they were zoicha to what they took. But people, Klal Yisrael, they're going to, because they're going to do a chesed, they're going to return it anyway to the guy. But there are some people that say, you know what? I still want to take money for the tircha that you caused me to save this for you, I guess, and also return it. So they're allowed to demand that money. It's not called schar Shabbos, where one is normally not allowed to work for somebody on Shabbos specifically. Even if the working is not malacha, still one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos because it's schar Shabbos. This is not called schar Shabbos, because they didn't initially go in and take the food specifically because of Schar Shabbos. That's not why they saved it. So these people are Yari Shemayim, so they're not keeping it for themselves, but still, they're going to take money from it. But Chasidim, like the Mefarshim explain, wouldn't even take money, and that would be the highest level, to just return everything and not demand any money for it. Lahechen Matzilin Osan, so where can one save food on Shabbos? L'chotzer Hamoreves. Dafka, the chotzer has to not only have all the qualifications of a chotzer, it also has to have an Erev. You can't save food to a chotzer that does not have an Erev. Ben Besera oima af l'sheinu merevis. Ben Besera says, even by a chotzer that's einemu revis. And l'chor, the reason Ben Besera is makel is because Ben Besera is concerned that the person is going to put out the fire, so he's more makel and allows him to take it to a chotzer that's einemu revis. But the Rambam says the halacha is not like Ben Besera.